February 6, 1932. One who lives in the divine will is raised by God with divine features and manners. The race and the fiat. The acts done in it are placed on the eternal scale and enclosed in the divine bank. My abandonment in the divine volition continues. I always feel like the little atom that goes up and down, as though wandering in its acts, to find its life and mine in its acts. And my atom does not stop, it runs, it always runs, because I feel the extreme need to find the life in the fiat. Otherwise, I feel I cannot live without its life, and without its acts I feel I am on an empty stomach, and therefore I must run to find life and food. More so, since the divine will awaits me in its acts with an unspeakable love, to fix its food for its little daughter. But while my mind was wandering within its light, the sweet and sovereign celestial Jesus, making his little escape to his little daughter, told me, "Blessed daughter, how beautiful is your race in our will! And even though you are the little atom, we can raise you as we want. The little ones can be raised with our features, that resemble us. We teach our divine manners, our celestial science, in such a way that she forgets the rough manners and the ignorance of the human will. Those who are grown-ups are already formed, and we can rate a little or nothing. And then, they are used to living like grown-ups, according to the human will, and it takes miracles to destroy habits, if one manages at all. On the other hand, with the little ones it is easy for us, nor does it cost us much, because they have no radical habit at most, a few fleeting motions, such that one little word of ours, one breath of our light, is enough for her to remember it no more. Therefore, be always little if you want my divine will, acting as your true mother, to raise you, so that it may be all our glory and also yours. Now, you must know that an act that is repeatedly renewed forms the habit. And since an act that never ceases is only of the Supreme Being, if the creature, then, feels herself in possession of an act that she always repeats, it means that God has enclosed his life, his manner, in that act. A continuous act is divine life in it, and only one who lives in my divine will can feel within herself the power, the virtue, the miraculous strength of an act that never ceases, because, having been raised by us, it is not easy for her to depart from our manners, and not to feel within herself the life and the continuous acts of he who has raised her. Here, then, you're running, feeling always the extreme need to find our life and yours in the fiat, in its acts. And we, running in you to be present in our incessant acts. And while we run, you run with us, so that our acts that are in you may live common life with our acts that are outside of you. And just as you feel the extreme need, so do we feel the extreme need of love to make your littleness go around in all the acts of our fiat, so that, since you are unable to enclose them all within yourself, with your going around in them you may take part in as many as you can. Therefore, run, always run. Even more, I tell you, let us always run, because there is no greater grace that I can give to the creature than letting her feel within herself the virtue of a continuous act. Then, I continued to follow the acts of the divine will, and my beloved Jesus added, "My daughter, each time you form an act of yours in the act of my divine will, as many more bonds do you form in it, remaining confirmed as many times for as many acts as you do in the divine fiat. And the divine will remains confirmed as many more times than you. And for each bond and confirmation that you form, my will expands its seas around you, and, as confirmation, it places in it one of its truths, one of its knowledges as seal, and it manifests to you one more degree of value that my will contains. But do you know what these additional bonds, confirmations, truths, knowledges, values that you come to know, do in your soul? They make the life of my will grow in you. Not only this, but by repeating your acts, they will have as many more degrees of value for as much more as you have known. Your acts are placed on the scale of the divine value, and they are worth for as much as you have known, and for as much value as has been communicated by us into your act. So, your act of yesterday, as you repeat it today, does not have the same value as yesterday, but has acquired the new value that we have made known. Therefore, by the repetition of the acts, accompanied by new truths and knowledges, day by day they acquire new degrees, always increasing, of infinite value. Not only do we place the acts of the creature done in our will on our eternal scale, to give her the weight of an infinite value, but we preserve them in our divine bank, to give her 100 times as much. Therefore, every single time you repeat your acts, so many times do you come to put your little coins in our divine bank, and therefore you acquire as many more rights to receive from us. See, then, where the excess of our love reaches, such that we want to make ourselves debtors of the creature, receiving the little coins of her acts into our immense bank, for we possess so much, yet we greatly love to receive the tiny little coins to give her the right to receive of our own. Our love wants to interact with the creature at any cost, it wants to be in continuous relationship with her. And this, by dint of giving, and maybe even of losing. How many times, while we want to give to her, we want to make known to her many beautiful things of ours, we want to make her feel how sweet and powerful our word is, and she shows herself cold, indifferent, if she does not turn her back to us at all. And our love remains as though defeated on the part of human ingratitude. But the little daughter will never do this, will she? Your littleness will make you feel the extreme need of your Jesus, of his love and of his will. Fiat.